MVP, half man, half amazing, Lil Omi, the king of interviews. Mfalme wa mahojiano, Afrika Mashariki, anapendwa na vijana wajanja. Interview zake lazima ziende viral. Hapa ni mastori kwenye mic. Star wako anafunguka. Washa data, ongeza sauti. Hii ni Lil Omi Podcast. The Lil Omi Podcast. Turn it up loud.
Yo, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, mambo vipi kama kao? Mimi ni Lil Omi, the MVP, half man, half amazing, king of interviews. As I told you, napiga interview kubwa sana dunia nzima, naenda kufahamu kila kitu kuhusiana na the biggest boss in the game. I'm talking about my brother right there, Ricky Rose, all the way from USA. What's happening, my brother?
What's happening, brother? What's happening, brother? Thank you for having me.
You are welcome, brother. I've been seeing you posting that on your Instagram.
Right.
Tell us about it.
Man, it's the number one cognac in the game. It's no longer Hennessy. It's Rion. It's popping. You know, we've been celebrating the weekend. The whole weekend we've been on the Rion. So that's what we on right now. I'm still partying from last night. So I'm doing it the boss way, baby.
I like that. Party after party, right? I want to know, like, you've been pushing so hard, Bel Air. You know, what do you like about Bel Air so much that we see you on your social media, every party you go, you're holding the bottles and stuff like that?
Oh man, since I was young, watching the NBA champions, since every time they won the finals, they celebrated with the bottles. So when I was a young kid, I always wanted to win some trophies and celebrate with those bottles. And so before I could even afford champagne, you know, that was one of my nicknames, Rosé. And you know, growing up in Miami, that was the biggest clubs ever. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, Prince bought a club on South Beach.
Oh yeah?
And that's all they used to drink. So I knew what I wanted to get, you know. So once I turned up, it was on.
Congratulations, yeah. My brother. You've been hustling so hard. You've been in the game. You have helped a lot of artists out there to get them into the label. And we've seen a lot of talent from the street to the mainstream. Thus, you know, a very good thing that we've done for the culture, for the hip hop. And are you looking forward maybe to sign any new artist? And probably from Africa, because you've been to Africa in so many places. You've been to Botswana, you've been to Tanzania, you've been to Kenya, you've been to Nigeria. You've even worked with different artists like P-Square, Damo, Platinums. I mean, just to name the few.
Right. I can't wait. And of course, I would love to collaborate with African artists.
Oh yeah?
MMG Africa. That's a huge possibility. Huge possibility. Because, you know, we finna get ready and turn back up, because that's what is, you know, the drive and the fire for the music is back now. You know what I mean? So let's look forward to doing some big things. And that's a huge possibility, MMG Africa. So all my African artists, reach out to us. You know what I want to see. You know what I want to hear. And of course, put this in the visuals and tag us, baby. Let's go.
I like that.
Let's go.
All right. First of all, as I said earlier, I want to congratulate you for the things that you've been doing into the industry. And you have helped a lot of other rappers out there. And you even came to Botswana to shoot the documentary. I want to know, like, what did you discover in Africa?
Man, first and foremost, just coming to Africa, the energy, how beautiful the land side is, you understand?
Yeah.
And growing up in the U.S., it's so little as far as people that has traveled to Africa and understand that's where we need to be traveling to. We need to be going to Africa, spending time in Africa. I ate so good over there.
Oh, yeah?
You understand?
Oh, yeah?
Grow big. You know, yeah, of course.
You love the food in here.
Everywhere. You know, when I come to, you know, especially, you know, like Africa.
Yeah.
The best cooks, they know what Fat Boy want. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And I'm going to show them love. Yeah. So, man, I had some of the best times. And that's why I make it clear with performances I had that at the top of my list. I want to go to Africa. So for all the big promoters, they know Rick Ross on the green light.
Oh, yeah. Where did you get the idea of having like the thigh and the wings as you're talking about the food, like, I mean, what you like about the food and stuff like that? Now you have this, the thigh and the wing as your business, like right now. Where did you get that idea from?
Once again, this just, I only do things with the stuff I love. I love champagne. I love cognac. I love chicken wings. You understand? And as you may know, it's a chicken wing shortage around the world right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, we sat down with the team. Shout out to Charlie Morrison and the whole team over at Wingstop. And, you know, we came up with a cool idea. We came up with a cool way to present it. I mean, we shot the clip right in front of the estate, the promised land. It may have took us 2 hours. We did it so quick. And man,
just like
we
that,
launched it and it took off, man, and it's real big. So make sure when you come to the U.S., you order some thighs.
Most definitely, I'll do that. Actually, we got to link up. We got to have some thigh and wings as well.
Better believe it.
Yeah. I want to know, like, we saw you posted something about, like, when the movie Coming to America 2 was premiere on the theaters, there was a big news, like, the Royal Palace from the movie is your estate. And then you shared that on your social media. I want to know, like, what happened? Did they check on you? Or it was something that they just loved the place and they wanted to shoot the movie there?
That's pretty much what it was. They love the promised land. That's the name of the estate. That's where I'm at right now in one of the rooms. And they sent the whole team out. And when they looked at the estate, they said they took all the photos and images back to Eddie Murphy and the whole team, the directors. And they loved it and they wanted to use it. And so they said, you know, instead of just us renting 3 or 4 rooms, we want to rent the entire estate for, you know, a few months. And we made it happen, and I'm happy they did it. And I actually got a little part in the movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. By the way, congratulations once again. So you had to move from the place. You had another estate as well.
Yeah, I actually own another smaller mansion, not even 5 minutes away from here. I bought that 10 years ago just so I could ride by here every day just for the motivation. Yeah.
I like that. Talking about motivation, talking about 10 years ago, I saw this was an interview that you did. You were saying about you've been rapping for 10 years, but all this time you didn't get no money. You didn't get no dollar, but you never stopped. You never gave up until after 10 years you made it. From hustling to the big boss right now, doing business, partnerships and stuff like that. If it was for somebody else, maybe they could give up and something like that. What made you believe you could make it all these 10 years?
Well, to me, I think that was the point where I realized what I was doing was not about the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
It was not about the money. Like it was that. Not about the finances. It was because I loved it. And I believed in myself and I wanted to make history. That's the same thing with Bel Air. When I got my first hit record, I was in New York and a DJ by the name of DJ Clue sent Bel Air to me. And that night I partied and really celebrated and had such a great time. I wanted to repeat it. And that's why I love Bel Air. That's why I began posting it on all my images, just because, you know, when you really make history, that lasts much longer than any amount of dollar. So
I like
I just
that.
Do the things I love, and when I love something, I'm gonna go hard.
It takes the passion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Talking about Bel Air, we've seen our very own Hamisa Mobeto. It seems like there's a connection between you two guys, and rumors has it that she has to come to the U.S. Maybe there's a project that we want to know. What is it about? Like, we've been seeing a lot of comment on Hamisa Mobeto's Instagram page from the boss, Ricky Rose.
Well, I have to be honest. There is a connection. There is.
Oh, yeah.
How much I'm going to tell you about it, I'm gonna leave that to her. You feel me? So I want you to make sure you do an interview and you do it with her. But she's such a beautiful person, a beautiful spirit, and she is a huge entrepreneur. And I know I want to help her take it to the next level because she's doing a great job and I'm proud of her. But it's a lot. It's a lot of more things for her to accomplish and a lot more money to get. And I want to see her win. Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. I like that. There's this story that so many people like don't really understand the idea of. You said you own 100 cars, but you don't have a driving license. Is it because, like, you know, bosses don't drive cars?
Well, I just got my driver's license. I may have had my driver's license maybe a month now. But, you know, a lot of times you don't drive cars. And then when you do, you know, you stick and move. You know what I mean? Then sometimes when you're the one that's driving, you get in trouble a lot. So sometimes you just want to sit in the back and smoke big, you know? Let your homie get some money for driving. Go ahead, homie, get that money for driving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was just time for me to get my license. So when I do drive my old school, whatever it is, you know, I got to do it the right way. So I got them now.
Oh, yeah. You inspire a lot of young rappers out there. You also inspire a lot of youth out there because so many times they share on their social medias about the way they are inspired by your lifestyle. You are the big boss out there, but you can also do some stuff in your house. Like they saw, like yesterday, you were doing some gardening and stuff like that. Regardless, you are the big boss, but you can still do some stuff instead of hiring people and stuff like that. And this inspires a lot of youth out there. What is it about your lifestyle that sometimes you can do stuff by yourself?
Well, that's how I was raised, and that's how I grew up, being hands-on, and that's how I'm going to remain, and that's how I'm going to die, regardless of how wealthy I am. And as a boss, I feel like you should always remain hands-on because business runs better. All of your counterparts, all of your peers, they work that much harder when they know you see everything, you look at everything. If that's my radio station, if this is my office, I'm going to grab the broom sometimes. I'm going to walk in the bathroom, look behind the toilet and make sure everything is clean. That's what we deserve. We deserve the best. And that's what we're going to work for. And that's what we're going to earn, the best.
I like that.
Only the finest.
I like that. You have frequently collaborated with Drake on various projects. Aston Martin, Man in the Grave, and my favorite, Lemon Pepper Freestyle. And now you're on new Drake's album, Certified Lover Boy. What is it that about Drake that you love the most? Like every time you two jump on a project together, what is it about Drake that you love the most?
One of the things I love the most about Drake is he understands my ear, my vision for different sounds, different instrumentals, different beats. I can easily go to a street type of record, doom, 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 but I also could go to a Maybach Music type of melody where it almost sounds like it's from the 60s or 70s. And he can go from rapping for the streets and writing or harmonizing and the singing. And to me, when we, you know, collaborate, we could push each other on both sides. And I think that's what one of the things we appreciate the most.
Oh, yeah. You're now like about to publish your own book, right?
Right.
And I want to know, like, where did you get the inspiration from and what the book is all about?
Well, I got the inspiration when the pandemic first came down. Everything shut down. And I just told myself, let's keep hustling.
Period.
Regardless of everything, stop moving. And I watched other artists, of course, you know, we live off performing and this and that and this and that. But for me, I kept doing everything the same way. I still buy my new old schools every month. I'm still doing everything because you're going to be tested. And this is one of those tests. But we've been talking about hustling every day. So now you should still be able to live that same lifestyle. I don't give a damn what's going on. And man, us creating that book, shout out to Neil. We put it together maybe in 90 days. And it was just us focusing on how do you spend your day?
Yeah.
How valuable do you treat your time?
Yeah.
What are you really trying to accomplish? Let's get straight to the point. And that's what we did with the book.
Tell me also about the boss talk with Pretty V.
Right. Pretty V, once again, she one of the amazing brand ambassadors, Bel Air, Vion. And she's from Miami, where I'm from. And she's coming up fast. She's one of the funniest young ladies on Instagram. So make sure y'all follow her. She's funny as hell. She's so cool. She's so creative. And so we just sit down and talk about being artists, starting from the bottom and going all the way to the top. Cause I see her doing big films soon. Same way I had my vision coming from doing shows for $150 to easily six figures just to come out for 30 minutes. And I seen that vision and I see it in her. So when we have Boss Talk, we just enjoy a glass of cognac, Vion. She'll have a glass of Luc Belair. And, you know, we just have some cool conversation.
I like that. You are one of the first rappers from the U.S. to collaborate with African artists. P-Square, Beautiful Oninye, Diamond Platnumz, and a lot more. And now we've seen a lot of U.S. rappers doing features with African artists. Just to name the few, there's Drake featuring Tames on his new album. There's Meek Mill, your artist with Davido. Where do you see this going in the future? Where do you see this collaboration, the U.S. and the African music?
It's going to get bigger and bigger. African music going to get bigger. Just as big as what's going on over here, or bigger, maybe bigger.
Oh, yeah?
The African wave, what? It's real. It's powerful. It's all... You know, we all making music on the same frequency and it's becoming more popular. And once again, it was just a vision that I easily could feel, I easily could see. And a lot of other people did too, don't get it twisted, because you were here, you know, but now it's just, it's powerful, man. And I'm happy to see it growing. And I'm gonna continue to do what I can. So like I say, let's collaborate. Music-wise, possibly MMG Africa. Let's collaborate with the brands. Let's go. Let's keep pushing.
Oh, yeah. I also want to know, like, if you don't mind, you can share with us the idea of jumping into the Beautiful Oninye remix with P-Square. How did it happen, like?
How did it happen?
Yeah, can you share the idea? Like, what? How did it happen, the Beautiful Oninye remix?
Right. I just remember... me hearing the record was super dope to me. And we was actually coming over to Africa and somebody on our team knew somebody on P-Square team. And man, we just linked up and it was pretty easy. I made it clear, what's up, I got you. And we knocked it out.
Oh yeah.
It was the dope record.
It is.
It's a dope record. And a lot of times when the record and the music is dope, and if I know someone that you know, a lot of times it's much easier than just, because if you go through all of these labels or whatever, it'll be a huge fee for you to pay versus if I know you, if I meet you, you know, if we met through, you know, some other ways, if we met networking through the brands, if we met a lot of times, man,
yeah,
it'll just be love.
Yeah, I know you are so connected with God. Like every time you go on stage, actually before you go on stage, you pray. And in so many things, even in your music, you rap about God, believe in God and stuff like that.
Right.
But I wanna take you way back in your fifth studio album. The title of the album, God Forgive, I Don't. Seems like if God can forgive, you cannot forgive. Is it something that really came from you, like you don't forgive?
Well, that's when I released that album, that's where I was at my point in my life. God forgives, I don't. And I still admit that. I'm glad that's what the title was. You know, I was at a different space. You know, I'm the same one that was on the night of my birthday riding in my Rolls Royce. I had 21 shots fired in my Rolls Royce.
Damn. It was crazy like that.
And that was on my birthday. So that was a birthday gift from somebody.
Damn.
I can't forgive you for that.
Most definitely.
That's the biggest boss, and that's how I got down, and that's just the way it is. And so when I make certain records and at certain points in my life, the titles could reflect certain things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like right now, Richer Than I Ever Been is the name of my upcoming album. And it's the truth. It's only scratch.
Yeah, the biggest boss right there. Yeah, talking about...
And I'm a firm believer in manifesting what you believe. So sometimes you have to speak it into existence.
You have to let it out.
Right.
Talking about the things that you rap about reflect your lifestyle and the things you've been going through and stuff like that. I want to know, there's this line from your song that you said, like, actually, you're rapping about Grammy and you say, I was never get a Grammy, but I understand, and they never understand me. Do you think they don't understand you?
Of course. Of course, they can't. You know, the bodies of work I done been a part of have always been acknowledged with Grammys.
Yeah.
A lot of the pieces of work that I collaborate on always, but not none of my solo albums have gone to the Grammy, you know? And I understand because, so when you bring up titles like God Forgives, I Don't, a lot of times they may not understand that. But for the culture and for the streets, it's so necessary. And I accept that. And I'm gonna continue to play my role and do what I should do. I'm not gonna change nothing to get a Grammy.
Period.
No.
All right. I also wanna know, like, you have more than 15, actually 17 partnerships, and you're owning like 30, you're doing business and stuff like
that.
Over 20 now. Damn. Damn, I like that. So I wanna know, like, how do you manage all these?
Because I think what keeps it simple for me, there are all things that are pretty much a part of my lifestyle already. It's just like if it's a watch deal, I already wear watches.
Oh yeah.
You know, if I'm gonna have cognac next to me, I've been enjoying cognac since I was a youngster. I've been enjoying champagne from the first time I could drink. I never was. As much as I love Snoop Dogg album, I was never into the gin and juice. In Miami, we wanted champagne.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everything that I'm a part of, whether it's the cannabis strands, you know, and the list goes on, the potato chips, the wrap snacks, whatever it is, it's things that, you know, I naturally love. So you could just put them in my basket because I would buy them anyway. So let's just show them love.
Oh, yeah. Just to name one of the best collaboration that we ever heard was Diamond Platnum's Waka Waka. I want to know, like, if you can recall real quick, how was it like to you get a song with our very own Diamond Platnum's?
I want to say Diamond Platnum's collaboration, that was actually delivered to me through Brett, which is the CEO of Bel Air. Luke Belair. You know, Brett, he does a lot of collaborations with African artists. He does a lot of interviews on self-made radio. So Brett is really tapped into the African market. He shows the African artists so much love. And one day he gave me a call and said, Rosé, have you heard of Diamond Platnums? And at the time I was like, no, I'm not sure. I don't recall it. And he was like, yo, I want to send you a song. Let me know if you like it. He sent me a song. I liked it. And as a matter of fact, he sent me two or three more songs. And I said, yo, homie, dope. Then he sent me his Instagram page. I said, yo, homie, cool. And he was like, would you be interested in doing a collaboration? I say, make it happen. Just that easy.
Boom.
So shout out to Brett.
Oh, yeah. Have you been familiar with Swahili language? Maybe in some of your new songs, we could expect like Rosé to jump, like to speak some Swahili?
Man, you never know. You might have to give me the same way my Haitian buddies taught me a little Creole, and I put it in songs. I put it in.
Yeah. I'll share some words with you.
So what you're gonna have to do is when we get offline, you're gonna have to give me some Swahili game.
I'll definitely do that.
And I'll put it in my songs. Give it to me.
I'll definitely do that.
I need it.
Yeah, I want to know, what does it take actually to be a boss like you?
You got to really be honest with yourself and tell yourself, ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Because being a boss is not represented by a dollar figure.
You could be
sitting on the bus stop and be a boss.
I like
being
that.
A boss. It's happiness within yourself.
Within yourself, yeah.
Right. You
can
get up every
you.
Morning and ride a bicycle to work and be a boss.
Mm-hmm.
I love riding bicycles. You can live 100 years riding that bicycle. That's a boss move.
Yeah, you like understand? That. Yeah.
So it's not about the dollar figure. It's just about you personally accomplishing what it is you set out to do. Finding that happiness within yourself. To me, that's what being a boss is about.
Oh, yeah. I saw this video clip that went viral on social media. It seems like you don't hang out with people who complain a lot, because from the clip that you shared, it was actually a motivational clip. You were talking about don't complain, like go get it and stuff like that. Actually, it was a clip that was motivating people to start their week. It seems like you don't hang out with people who complain a lot.
No, I don't. If you come around me and you start complaining, it's a good chance that I walk away from you. Complaining does nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it to the top, don't nobody want to hear you complain. Majority of the time when you sit at the table with a CEO, a lot of times they've been working 30 and 40 years to get there. So if you come in there talking about, oh man, I haven't ate nothing this morning, I'm so hungry and my feet hurt, my neck, no. We don't care about that. We don't need that energy without having nothing to eat. We done slept in cars for 3 and 4 days. Being hungry, for not having nothing to eat. So that come with making it to the top. So, and if you complain and you don't understand what it takes to make it to the top.
I like that. Lately, you've been investing a lot in estates and stuff like that. And then again, we saw you had all these cool cars delivered at your place. Is there any special project for that? Like there are so many cars, in your place that were delivered, and we want to know, like, is there a special project for that?
I really feel like these antique cars that I collect, they are assets. They do become more valuable over time.
Mm-hmm.
The same cars, you know, it's most definitely a beautiful numbers game, but I look forward to also having my first annual car show before this year out.
Oh yeah,
happening
2021.
That'll be profitable as well, and it'll also bring some great attention to my partnerships that I have now. So it's just some cool stuff that's going on.
So apart from like you doing that car show and stuff like that, any business that you're looking for maybe to do in Africa? Have you ever thought about that?
Man. I actually had a discussion in the past, which didn't come to fruition. I did a collaboration with Snipes and a few other brands, some other companies, some short-term things. But like I said, you never know what the future holds. Because if I get to come over there, and you never know what we may get to do. Because I believe in expansion. Brett is always talking about Africa and expansion. So you never know. Imagine Ricky Rose coming over there buying a mansion. If I came over there right now to buy a mansion, if I was looking to buy a mansion, What part of Africa should I look in?
Tanzania.
What part? Tanzania. Right now.
Tanzania.
Tanzania. Okay, what part of Tanzania? What? Tell me the area so I could, because just tell me the area and what part of Tanzania for real.
I'll give you three.
Mansion.
I'll give you three. I'll go for Dar es Salaam first of all. This is where we are like doing this interview. I'll also suggest Arusha, you know, and then I'll also suggest Zanzibar, such a beautiful island.
Is it beautiful water and all that? I still want to be around people. I love being around water, but I want to be around people. Okay, how much is my budget going to be? What ballpark would I be in to get me a nice 10 bedroom swimming pool? Nice grass for the garden, because you know I love to do garden.
Yeah.
What kind of money? Talk to me.
I think it'll go about 1.5, 1.7, somewhere around there. And sometimes you can even go.
So if I said I wanted to spend 3 to 5 million, I'm gonna have something amazing.
Most definitely amazing. Tanzania is the place to go. Have you ever been to Kilimanjaro?
Have
you ever been to Kilimanjaro before? Ever thought of coming to Kilimanjaro before? Mount Kilimanjaro, Serengeti?
Of course. I've been hearing about that my whole life.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, me being an entrepreneur, me being the boss, Ricky Rose, like I say, once you get on as an artist, it take the first 10 years to finally, that's if you make 10 years.
Yeah.
It take 10 years. What just to get your feet planted on solid ground. I'm just getting to the point where I'm gonna have the time and can afford to go to Kilimanjaro and be there for a week.
Damn, for a week. Actually, we should link up. I should take you to those places, my brother.
And then when I go, I'm gonna have you take me around Tanzania, because I may have to buy what is called a state.
A state, yeah. And I think maybe you should also do some,
big.
You should record some music videos.
Big.
And you should do some music.
And what we're doing right now, we manifesting this right now. We speak
most definitely
into existence.
Most definitely.
Because why I can't have no estate over there? Why can't I have an estate?
There's no point for that.
Why can't
There's no
I have an estate?
There's no point for that. There's no point. I think you should also think about doing a music video in here. In Serengeti, Mount Kilimanjaro, Zanzibar.
Serengeti, oh man. See, man, we got so much life to live. We got much traveling to do, so many places to go, brother. I got to stay in touch with you, brother, because you got to help take me around.
Most definitely, my brother. We will keep in touch. We'll do more.
Yeah, we got to, man.
Yeah.
Why the boss can't have an estate?
Why there's no point. There's no point for that. There's no point for that. Yeah.
Man, all the beautiful men, all the beautiful people, Rose, man, that's what I need.
Yeah. So tell me, like, your daily routine, like, your real life, like, what do you do in a day and what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I usually wake up 6 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, say a prayer. I come up with ideas, things to be creative. It's all about playing chess. What's the next moves we're gonna make? I begin with my breakfast. I begin with a glass of cognac or a glass of champagne. I post it on my story for every, you know, all my fans that want to know how did I lose weight. I show them what I'm eating. You know, just I stay in touch. And since the pandemic, I began doing more things on social media. So, and then during the day, I just stay busy. I make sure I'm taking advantage of the day, all day.
Oh, yeah, I like that. My brother, the biggest boss out there, thanks for your time. I think we've shared a lot of information from you and from the rappers out there, from the youth out there. They've learned a lot from you, looking from you since you started, hustling hard, being the boss you are right now, the business you're doing, and everything that you do. Man, congratulations once again. For me, it was such an honor having you today doing this interview. And I think we'll keep in touch. I'll share with you some beautiful places in Tanzania.
We will keep in touch. And I need
most
you
definite.
To make sure you, I need you to send you a plaque so you can put a plaque on the wall so they know.
Damn, I like that, man. Can't wait for that. I need that plaque, my brother.
I'm trying
I need
to
that
tell
plaque,
you,
my
make
brother.
It happen.
Yeah. I need that plaque, my brother. Thanks for your time. Any advice that you have for the rappers out there, for the youth out there?
Of course. Put God first, go hard. Make sure you're working harder than anybody else you know. Because if you're not working the hardest, you ain't even got a chance. Because I'm working hard. I'm working like I ain't got nothing. I'm waking up early in the morning and I'm going to sleep late and waking up early again. Because we got to make history. The money is easy. Let's make history.
Oh, yeah? It's hard to make history, but it's easy to make money.
Oh, man, it's easy to make money. We got to make history.
I like
that.
Let's
do something where they goddamn put a statue of us in the middle of the city.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks for your time, my brother. We'll link up and we'll do some more, stuff. I'm also waiting for the plaque that you said you'll send to me.
That's good. Let's keep repping. Let's keep turning up and stay in touch with me.
All right, I'll do that. By the way, shout out to my brother, Blit, who made this happen. And shout out to Sophie as well. These guys are working so hard. They also helped me getting you into this session today. Thanks to my brother, Blit, and Sophie as well. I really appreciate this.
You already know. Much love, man, and be safe. Keep shining.
All right. I'd appreciate that. Thank you, my brother. So, guys, nimepiga mastori kibao na Ricky Rolls. Tumeongea mambo mengi sana leo kuhusiana na plan zake, muziki wake na kila kitu. Uzuri ni kwamba ameshare vitu vingi sana jinsi ambavyo kafanya kazi na wasanii wa Afrika, biashara ambazo anatamani kuja kufanya Afrika, kuja Tanzania kwa ajili ya kuenjoy wiki nzima, wiki moja kwenda Serengeti. Kavutio sana na Serengeti, kishapasikia kuhusiana na Serengeti, Zanzibar, Arusha as well, Dar es Salaam. So many things tumeongea mambo mengi sana. Asante kwa kutazama podcast hii, interview hii na Ricky Rolls. Asante pia kwa kila mtu ambaye subscribe channel hii, Lil Omi TV. Usisahau kudondosha comment kwenye channel hii. Pia unaweza share video hii na zingine kibao kwenye group za WhatsApp. Pia unaweza share kwenye social media zako. And do not forget pia kufuatilia interview nyingine inayofuata. Nitakaa na nani hapa? You never know. It might be DJ Khaled. Yes, I said it. DJ Khaled. And it might be Lil Wayne. Yes, I said it. Lil Wayne. So guys, until next time, shout out kwa Baro, kachinja sana, kakikisha kila kitu kimeenda poa. Shout out pia kwa Po, kakikisha kila kitu kimekaa sawa. Shout out pia kwa mwanangu Maujanja, kakikisha kila kitu kimekuwa poa. Guys, until next time, holla at your boy, Lil Omi the MVP, half man, half amazing, king of interviews, Africa's most wanted.